Illegal Aliens Arrested for Crimes Against Women, Children Seek Release. By John Binder on April 10, 2020. Illegal aliens with long criminal records, including arrests for crimes against women and children, are now asking a federal judge in Bristol County, Massachusetts, to release them into the United States in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis. 10 illegal aliens in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody may be released by U.S. District Judge William G. Young as part of a larger appeal from the Open Borders Lobby to continuously free ICE detainees into the U.S. The illegal aliens, whose criminal records are detailed in briefs from Bristol County law enforcement officials, have been accused of such crimes as beating, choking, sexually assaulting, and stalking women, as well as violence against children. The most violent illegal alien on the list of those who may be released is Gerardo Portillo, an illegal alien from El Salvador who overstayed his B2 tourist visa and was able to eventually secure a green card. Portillo has amassed 30 arraignments in the state of Massachusetts since 2007. Two women have had restraining orders placed against Portillo after they say he beat them. Portillo has been convicted of assault and battery on a child after he threw a chair and struck his 7-year-old sister in the head. In one police report, Portillo's girlfriend filed a restraining order against him after she said the illegal alien would choke, beat, and threaten to kill her. The woman became increasingly worried for her young son's life. In another case, a woman said Portillo beat and choked her, prompting her to issue a restraining order. Marvin Arriaga, an illegal alien from Guatemala, is also seeking release from ICE custody. In February 2019, Arriaga was arrested for enticing a child under the age of 16, as well as assault and battery. Years before the arrest, Arriaga was convicted of disorderly conduct and carrying a dangerous weapon after threatening an individual with a knife outside of a store. Other illegal aliens seeking release include Jose Alejandro Beltran Araujo, an illegal alien from Honduras. In September 2019, Beltran Araujo was charged with 3 counts of risk of injury to a child and 1 count of second-degree assault after allegedly striking his girlfriend in the head with a beer bottle and beating her multiple times until he was restrained by witnesses. Juan Pablo Rojas Ceballos, an illegal alien from Colombia. Ceballos was arrested in October 2019 on multiple drug charges, risk of injury to a child, and for allegedly operating a drug factory in his home. Ceballos is accused of trafficking narcotics. Thembelihle Bengu Blocker, an illegal alien from South Africa. Blocker has been charged with second-degree assault after allegedly stabbing her ex-boyfriend with a steak knife. Carlos Enrique Carangi, an illegal alien from Ecuador. In February, Carangi was arrested for stalking after allegedly following a woman around. The woman, who does not know Carangi, told police the illegal alien would follow her to work and even left a plastic rose on her car for Valentine's Day. Thandokul Zawa Masimula, an illegal alien from South Africa. Masimula has been charged with stalking, intimidation, simple domestic assault, and breach of bail. She has been ordered deported from the U.S. Carlos Gutierrez de Leon, an illegal alien from Guatemala. Gutierrez de Leon has pleaded guilty to operating under the influence of alcohol after he was found sleeping with his foot on the brake of his vehicle in 2018. Gutierrez de Leon has also been convicted of driving with a suspended license. Ranferi Ramirez Maldonado, an illegal alien from Guatemala. Ramirez Maldonado has been repeatedly arrested for operating under the influence of alcohol. Ramirez Maldonado previously told ICE that he has no existing medical issues. Kevin Eduardo Correlato, a 28-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador. Correlato was convicted in July 2019 for trafficking cocaine and was sentenced to more than 10 years in prison. According to law enforcement, Correlato operated a drug trafficking business out of his home and was found with about $28,000 worth of cocaine. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the Open Borders Lobby and immigration attorneys have used the coronavirus to seek release for their criminal illegal alien clients. In other cases, the George Soros-funded ACLU has sought the release of a Ukrainian national who severely injured 6 Americans in a drunk driving crash. Editors note, this article has been updated to more accurately reflect the crimes one of the various people mentioned within has been convicted of committing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.